There are about 50 attendees in the audience tonight at Episcopal Church of Reconciliation. Reverend Robert Woody is the rector at the church where tonight's program is being held. He is one of the organizers of the event.
Most of the people that are going to be affected by the choices I make on climate change are people that I will never meet. And so it's much harder to take responsibility for people that you don't know directly.
As people start to enter the church, I speak to Joseph Cook. He'll be speaking tonight on behalf of San Antonio Mennonite Church. Cook is also an environmental and sustainability scientist. He says the data proves that climate change is already having effects.
Increase of melting of glaciers, increase of potential droughts associated with climate change, increase of ocean temperatures. The ocean acts as an absorber of heat, and ocean temperatures have increased dramatically. Off the west coast of the United States, they call it the ocean blob, I believe.
Many religions have created official declarations on climate change, and the speakers tonight are reading segments of these declarations. Reverend Woody begins with the joint declaration of the Episcopal and Evangelical Lutheran Churches.
We are painfully aware that those of us living in the Northern Hemisphere are responsible historically for the majority of greenhouse gas emissions, the major contributor to climate change. Accordingly, we hold a particular responsibility for changes in practice that will reverse the trajectory of atmospheric warming and safeguard the sanctity of what our God calls very good, which is creation.
There are religious leaders and representatives across the spectrum this evening. Sikh, Buddhist, Muslim, Mennonite, Lutheran, Unitarian, and other faiths. Some of them read from scripture.
This garden has dark pools of poison.
Haj Glenn Abdul Latif is the imam at Fort Sam Houston Masjid.
Islamically, nature is about balance. There's a balance between salt water, there's a balance between fresh water. There's a balance between the greenhouse gases that are in the atmosphere. We need some. It's what maintains the temperature on the planet. You tip too far in one direction, you overheat or throw off or cool climates elsewhere.
Joe Cook, representing the Mennonites, takes the stage.
As missional communities, we will assist every participant in our congregations to cultivate a healthy, whole life stewardship, to care for creation, to practice mutual aid, and to be generous in ways which reflect the generosity of God.
The last speaker is finished and the floor is open for discussion. The topic is what San Antonio's religious communities can do now to slow climate change. This businesswoman believes businesses need to take responsibility.
We've got to change the accounting system to assign the costs that are real. And the cost of fossil fuels to our earth are not being fully incorporated. All these floods and everything that are happening, that's not getting assigned back to where it really belongs. But until we sit down and say, society is paying for these costs, and we've got to assign them, it'll never change.
The comment period is over, but people are jazzed up. They're slow to leave. Reverend Robert Woody captures the feeling of the evening.
I think it's a responsibility for all people of faith, including Christians, to take care of creation. It's part of the demand that God puts on us.
The religious leaders tonight aren't walking away with a specific call to action for the climate, but from the buzz in the air, it seems they've lit a spark. Their biggest hope is that the attendees tonight will take that energy back to their congregations, where real change will take place. Luisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.